Yes, significance to Sudanese, this endorsement and approval of the parliament for the referendum commission is gives indication and signal that both SPLM and National Congress Party are fully committed to implement the CPA by the implementation of referendum in the coming year, the beginning of the coming year 2011, and I think that after formation of this referendum commission, both parties will be ready and prepare for the referendum, as well as this commission will start all the procedure and process of all the mandates that already mentioned in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement for the demarcation of borders between North and South, and to settle the problem of nationality of the Southerners in case of secession, and also the ownership of land, as well as the distribution of revenue between the two countries, and different issues that relate to the independence of Southern Sudan from the North. And I think that this is a series of steps which will give impression that the referendum will be conducted in the prescribed date.
Dr. Abdulatif Obaid, some people think that the NCP willfully delayed until this time. Why do you think there was a delay? And why do you think people criticize the NCP for the delay?
I don't think that this delay occurred from NCP, because NCP is not forming the national government or the government of national unity that during the 5 years of interim period. But I think that due to also the delay of SPLM in its preparation and its readiness to implement all the points mentioned in CPA, I think that the delay should not be actually referred to NCP, but should be referred to some technical problems, and also the problems related to SPLM, because they have already delayed to nominate their members in different committees as mentioned in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. I don't think that the people who said that the delay is from NCP, they are justified in their accusation, but I think that the rest of the interim period up to the date mentioned for referendum will enable both parties to complete all the points that mentioned in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement.
Do you think the NCP and President Bashir will be ready for the outcome of the referendum if indeed the Southerners decide to secede and become an independent country?
Yes, as we know that in the preamble and introduction of CPA, it was mentioned that clearly that both parties, SPLM and NCP, should work seriously and hardly to make unity attractive. But in case that the result of referendum is secession, this is an option already given to Southerners to decide. Both parties should accept according to this CPA, and I don't think that there is any objection from NCP for the result of the referendum, whether this result is unity or secession.
So how confident are you that this commission will be able to do its work effectively, that will not be tension between the North and the South?
Yes, I think that according to CPA, that the formation of the referendum commission, the membership of this commission should be biased. And they actually stress upon the formation of the referendum commission that not to include any personality who known as a supporter of any political party. That is why they have rejected the name that they have suspicions that he is a member of the Unionist Democratic Political Party. I think that by boosting our support of NCP and SPLM, this referendum commission will be enabled to perform the work and the activities that already mentioned in CPA. And I think that the referendum is something committed and adhered to by both SPLM and NCP, and I don't think that there is any obstacle or impediment that will confront the activities of the commission. But anyhow, this commitment, the full commitment of National Congress Party and SPLM will be a factor of overcome all the problems and troubles that may face this commission perform its activity.
One of the ministers said that if the ongoing CPA fails, there will be a more dangerous war than the previous one. What is President Bashir going to do to ensure that there will not be another repeat of the over two decades of war between the North and South?
I think that to avoid any problem that may emerge after conducting the referendum, that we should confirm and assure about the actual and the faithful work of the commission, as well as the preparation of the pre-commission process should be proper, and also we should ensure about the transparency and the fairness, and also the observers who will come and monitor the referendum also should be actually perform their work and their observation with a transparent way and methodology. I think that and I believe that if this referendum processed properly, the result will be accepted by both parties, and I don't expect that there is any conflict that expected to be erupting.